A product of Ole Miss, where she played for legendary coach Van Chancellor. Kim Rosemond is now in her eighth season leading the Tennessee Tech women's basketball program. This year arrives with a lot of expectations after what happened last spring.
We're extremely excited, one, about where our program is at this point. We're also extremely excited to not live off of what we did last year, but build off of the championship season last year, going to the NCAA tournament, winning a game. And we're also really excited about this year's roster. We've got a veteran squad mixed in with some really talented newcomers. The nucleus of our championship team is back, and we look forward to seeing now what this year's team can do and accomplish.
I remember the late Dean Smith, he would always say when he was asked about retirement, he said, you know, you know about September 1, and if you have that excitement, you need to keep coaching.
You need to keep coaching, no doubt. And the day that it's gone, especially with how grueling, you know, this is a group. Basketball is the longest season there is, especially now. I mean, we practically, we don't call it practice, but we're able to start workouts in June. So, you know, our student athletes really only get, you know, 2 or 3 months off, and then we're right back at it. So it's a grueling season, but it's also, it is worth every bit of it. And unless you enjoy it and you love it and you love the people you lead, it's tough to keep doing it, no doubt about it.
I'm sure you've had time to reflect, but what in your mind was the basis of what happened last year? Where did it originate?
Well, first, the people. When we came here in 2016, you know, I've never said I was the smartest coach on the floor, but I do believe that we hired the right people, and that started with Melanie Walls and Allison Clark, who have been my loyal ride or dies, my assistant coaches, since the day that I stepped on campus, and they have been instrumental in helping us build this. Then we added, last season, we added Jasmine Sincor, a young up-and-coming assistant coach, and Brianna Ellis, who is our director of operations. But what I believe getting Mel and Allie in those early days did for us, it allowed us to also recruit the right players. And coaches can lose championships, but coaches don't win championships. Players win championships. So to answer your question in short, it all started with the people.
It all comes back to my guys and my gals.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yep.
You're going to have that. Was there a moment mm-hmm. in a game last year where you said, hey, this might be something?
Well, there was actually a crossroads. It was, I think, where we either had to make some changes or we were going to have a very average season. And that was February 11th, probably one of the most disappointing losses we had last season. We didn't have a lot of them. But we lost at TSU. We were without freshman Reagan Grimes, who's had a death in her family. And Reagan Grimes was a huge part of our success. But we were without her. But it was still a game we felt like we should have won. And at that point, we were 9-5 in conference. There were some given nights where we were good. But also, you know, we were having an average year. And that Monday, we came in. The players had met after the game when they got back to Cookeville. The staff had met. We made some changes as far as defensive philosophy. We started pressing 40 minutes after that game. And then I think our players recommitted to the process. The mentality changed. The commitment changed. We did some things, X's and O's, that I think helped our basketball team. And we won 8 straight games. And didn't lose again until number one seeded Indiana got us in the NCAA tournament on their home floor.
What was that OVC title game like?
Surreal. You know, I look back and there are parts of the game you remember. But what I was so proud of our team was we were the toughest team on the floor that night. And it's hard to be tougher than Little Rock. Little Rock is one of the best defensive teams in the country, coached by a Hall of Fame coach in Joe Foley. He will be in the Women's College Basketball Hall of Fame one day, and he's done nothing but win there. And they had beaten us twice. The first game, they had beaten us up pretty good We just kind of got manhandled when we went to Little Rock. Then a week later, we came home, played them at our place, and lost on a last-second shot. And while we didn't win the game, what we did win was confidence. And we knew if we got another opportunity to play them again, we could beat them. But we had to be the tougher team. And so to see our kids take the experience from the year before getting to the championship game against Belmont, a team that we had beaten earlier in the year, but we didn't perform. We weren't ready for that stage. That was the first time we had gotten to the championship game, and we didn't perform in the second half like we needed to. And I think that experience, relying on that experience, and also the two losses to Little Rock during the season, truly helped us win that championship on March the 6th.
Tennessee Tech women's basketball coach Kim Roseman is with us as basketball season is here. We'll continue. Kim Roseman is our guest. When you win a game in the NCAA tournament, does it put your program on the map a little bit for those that may not have known Tennessee Tech?
Well, it was, yes. Especially there were so many positives about the first four game. The men have been doing it for a couple years. The women, only in the last 2 years has the first four started. And so it really wasn't anything that I was familiar with. So at first, you know, when you start here, you don't know where you're going. You don't know what seed you're going to be. But we started hearing rumors and speculation that we might be in the first four. And at first it's like, really? The first four? We won a championship. But once we got the matchup and we got to Bloomington, we realized, you know, there were only two games that night. So the exposure, sure, one, that Tennessee Tech got, that Tennessee Tech women's basketball received from that game, because we had a national audience, because there were no first or second round games that night. And so to be able to get that experience, win the game, and then advance. And now, obviously, you're taking on Indiana. You know, we were a walking billboard, you know, not only for our program, but for Tennessee Tech and for Cookeville. And, you know, we saw that with what our baseball team and Coach Braga did several years ago when they were really only a couple plays away from getting to the World Series, and just what it does for your program on a national level, recognition, recruiting, and also your community. It was really special to be part of.
How much does it help you in building a college program when women's basketball in the Upper Cumberland is such a big deal?
Tremendously. First of all, we've got some of the best high school girls basketball right here, you know, within not many miles at all.
Sure.
And I mean, you've got teams that are winning state championships, that are competing and going, you know, in Upperman. I mean, what Dana has done at Upperman, what Jamie is doing at Cookeville, you know,
Clark Range,
Leslie did at, sure, Livingston. I mean, you got Lamar Rogers at Clark Range, who nationally, you know, the amount of games that he's won, you know, just a Hall of Famer. I mean, I could go on and on, you know, the York, you know, I could just
Pickett,
go on
Van
and
Buren,
a Pickett.
Yeah.
I mean, and you don't want to leave anybody out, because, sure, there's so many good coaches, and I consider all of those friends. You know, I've gotten to know all of those guys. And so, you know, you start right here at home recruiting, and so you want to make sure you recruit at home first, and I think we've done a good job of that. Reagan Hurst, who played at Upperman, was a big, big part of our championship season last year. You know, and then you want to expand out into the state of Tennessee. So you want to recruit at home first, which includes right here in the Upper Cumberland and at home. And, you know, half of our roster are Tennessee kids. And so we're proud of that. It wasn't like that when we got here. There were only two or three Tennessee kids on the entire roster. And I think our staff has worked very hard establishing relationships with all of the outstanding high school coaches that are in the Upper Cumberland area. And the great thing about high school girls basketball in this area, these kids know how to win, and they're well coached. The support that girls basketball gets is outstanding. And so, yes, it only contributes and helps you as you try to build a program in this area.
Obviously, the roots there in Knoxville, we understand that. But the state is also growing. especially Nashville and Murfreesboro and Franklin, which are areas that Tennessee Tech as a university is recruiting. What's the quality of women's basketball in those areas?
Outstanding. And I've been fortunate enough to coach at several different places as an assistant and recruited nationally. And I would put Tennessee high school girls basketball up against anybody. And it starts with the coaching. And I can't emphasize that enough. And it's because girls basketball is important in this state. It means something in this state. And because of that, you see the success. Look at the Division I programs in this state that year after year have success, win championships, you know, go to the NCAA tournament. And so it truly is an honor to be a basketball coach, a Division I basketball coach in a state where girls basketball matters.
Kim Roseman is our guest. We're talking Golden Eagles women's basketball. The head coach of the Golden Eagles with the season just right around the corner, Kim Roseman, is our guest. What's the ceiling for this basketball program?
Oh, I wouldn't even begin to put a ceiling on it. I think we're just getting started. We're going into our eighth year here. The last 5 years, we've been highly successful. And the last four, we have been knocking on the door. We've been very, very close, but hadn't been able to break through and win that championship. We've been on the verge the last 5 years, and finally last year we feel like we broke through that ceiling. We don't plan to go back, but we also understand it's hard to get there. It's hard to win a championship. It's even harder to stay there. But we have a group of young women. We have a group of assistant coaches that are committed to that standard. We don't shy away from it. We would have never taken this job if we were afraid of expectations or we were afraid of tradition, because you're not going to find any better tradition than what has been set here at Tennessee Tech with what Coach Marinelle Metters did, what Coach Bill Worrell did. Those are big shoes and I don't know that you ever fill them, but to follow in those. But it's why we also wanted the job. I believe that where this program is going and where we've been, where it is right now, we've just got to continue to build on it. And, you know, you take 2 years ago, Belmont, who is no longer in the OVC but was, they were literally probably two free throws away from beating the Lady Vols on their home floor and going to the Sweet 16. So, you know, we dream big, and we believe that we have built something. We've gotten back to a championship standard. And, we don't want to just get to the NCAA tournament now. We want to keep moving forward and doing big things, and I believe we can.
You think of the men's game, and you think of Belmont. You think of Murray State, which another like-size university, and the success that they've had. So in basketball, it's just easier because of the numbers.
Right, right. And well, you look at Florida Atlantic men last year, sure, that got to the Final Four. So I do, in football, you've got to recruit. You've got to hit on a lot of guys. In basketball, you get one or two game changers, and they can change your program. Now, what I think that we've been able to do within our program is get a really strong nucleus of a team and really be able to play outstanding team basketball. And, we've got a lot of high school superstars that have signed and come with us, but have really transformed us into a championship team.
For a long time, when the brackets would come out in the NCAA women's tournament, you know, you'd have those top 6-7 seeds in each region, and most of the games, honestly, were not competitive. And now that's started to change. You see upsets, maybe not to the same number that the men's game mm-hmm. has, mm-hmm. but they are increasing. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think one of the reasons you don't see quite as many upsets in the first and second round in the women's game as you do in the men's game is because the men's games are on neutral sites. The women's games, we are still the top four seeds still host. So it is it makes it a little tougher to go into, just like we played Indiana. Would have loved to have seen, while it was incredible playing them at Assembly Hall in front of 16,000 people, what an incredible atmosphere for our players. But that is also a really tough environment to go into a home site with 16,000, you know,
people. So you would like to have seen how your team would have done in Nashville.
A neutral site, no doubt. And so until we, and I do think the women's game is hopefully starting to move in that direction. You know, last year, 9.9 million viewers. We set a record for viewers for the national championship game. Women's basketball is growing at a rate that we've never seen. There were just 55,000 at the Hawkeye Football Stadium watching Iowa and DePaul women play in an exhibition game. So it is exciting where this game is going. But I think some of the reason you don't see the upsets yet is because the first two rounds are still on home sites.
But is there more parity between
There is. I think you know, we are getting to a point. Is there as much parity as you see on the men's side? No. But I think there is more parity than there ever has been in the women's game, without question.
Golden Eagles coach Kim Roseman is our guest.